It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor. Hi, neighbor. I have brought some ink blots to show you. Yep, let's take them to the kitchen. Because I think maybe I'll make one there, too. I was working on these at home. What you do is to fold a piece of paper in half and then drop some ink on the one side and then press it together, and the other side turns out to be like the first side. And different people have different ideas about what they look like. I asked one friend of mine what he thought this looked like, and he said, two people shaking hands over a fence. And I said, well, what were these big things? He said, clouds. You could even get a different idea if I turned it this way. It's fun to imagine what they mean to different people. See that? You know what that looks like to me when I snap my fingers? What do you think these things look like? You can even make up stories about them. That looks like a face to me, with the eyebrows and nose and mouth. There's a blank piece of paper, and I think I just will make one. I think I'll use food coloring. So you just fold it in half. That and then open it up. And put some dots like that, and then very quickly put it over and rub it. And if you want to, you can add to it. A dot there and there, maybe. See why I put the newspaper down? Got spots on it. But there. I'll show you something that's on my shirt. This is what I got at home when I was making the ink blots. See that spot? Yeah. It's a spot of ink. That's why I decided to use food coloring here. Do you ever get spots on your clothes? Well, when you do, sometimes people get angry with you. But, you know, most spots come out, some with soap and water, some with special cleaner. But, you know, people get mad about spots because they get tired of cleaning. But they don't stay mad at you just because you get a spot. I think I'll call over at Audrey's place to see if they could give me some help with getting this ink spot out. Barbara, it's Fred Rogers. Yes, I need your help. Oh, she is. Well, would you mind if I came over anyway? Yeah, certainly. It shouldn't take long. Thanks. How are the Frisbees doing? Oh, all gone. They were popular, weren't they? All right, I'll be over in just a minute. Thank you. Bye-bye. She says they're pretty busy today, but come on over anyway. So I'll go over and ask their advice about my spot. Will you come with me to Audrey Cleans Everything?
John, you're going to need to take your whole group, Group A, and go over to Joan Kimmel's. Come on in. That's at 1409 Monterey Street. Hi, Fred. I'll
Hi,
be
Barbara.
With you in a minute. Remember John Fay?
Hi, Hello. John.
Take a seat there. She wants the living room,
dining
room, kitchen, cleaned. That'll be the walls, mm-hmm. the floors, mm-hmm. probably two rugs. It's going to be a big job. Windows inside and out, maybe the basement, and probably a couple closets. How's the truck?
Fine. I think we have everything we need in it.
Let's hear.
We've got 6 quarts of window spray, mm-hmm. and we have 2 gallons of rug shampoo. That mm-hmm. should do it. 5 scrub brushes, 16 sponges, and 1 large can of air fresh.
Okay, you'll need to take some cleanser with you.
Cleanser.
Probably take some extra sponges, a couple mm-hmm. dust rags. Oh, wall cleaner, too.
All right.
Better use the strong stuff. I think we may need that.
I thought I'd stop at the hardware store for some empty boxes, too.
Good idea, in case you have to clean the basement.
All right.
You sure you know where it is?
Well, I think
so. Where the Kimmels are. Here, why don't you check the map there? Fred, can you help him?
Now, we're starting from over mm-hmm. here, and I'll go out this way and up Main Street, mm-hmm. and then down here.
Right near the Y.
By the Y.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Be sure that you keep track of your mileage for us. Mm-hmm. All right?
All right.
Don't forget the cleanser.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
You keep smiling. I'm going to call the Kimmels. Let them know that you're coming.
All right.
Is that the kind of cleanser that you'd use for a spot on a shirt?
No, this is for porcelain sinks.
Oh, I see.
Goodbye.
Yes. We're sending Group A over. They should be over in about 20 minutes. Right. Oh, I'm sure you'll be very satisfied. Thank you for calling ACE. Have a good day. Now, how can I help you, Fred?
Barbara, I have a spot.
A spot?
Ink spot on my cuff.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
Do you have anything that would remove it?
I'm sure. Let me get Audrey for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Call her.
I was doing some ink blot work, you know.
Accidents happen like that. Yeah. Yes, Fred's out here. He's got a problem here.
Hi, Audrey.
How nice to see you.
Glad to see you. I have an ink spot here on my shirt cuff.
I see you do.
Wondered if you could remove it for
me.
I'd
be happy. Oh, our last bottle. Barb, empty. Is our new order here?
Oh, Mr. McFeely was supposed to bring it over. Why don't I give him a call, all right?
Oh, yes. It's our last bottle, and you can see it's...
I wanted to show that to my friend.
Barbara
see
Russell
here
Yeah.
what this says?
Yes.
Spot remover. See,
oh,
it
busy.
Removes
busy,
the
busy,
spot.
Busy. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hope it's good stuff.
It's wonderful. Excellent remover, but I ordered it long enough ago. It really should have been here.
Nice talking to you. Mr. McFeely's on his way over.
Has
a delivery for
good.
Us.
I was just coming back from the shoe repair shop. I had my tap shoes in.
Your right. tap shoes?
Wait till you hear. Tell them about what you're going to do.
I'm taking a tap class.
Over at Betty's Little Theater.
How did you know that?
Well, I'm going to go over there and see the class tomorrow. Are you in it?
Oh, sure. Oh, you'll have a wonderful time. We've really been enjoying.
Well, who all takes...
Joe Negri.
Yes.
Our friend Mary Lou Ottenreith. And there's quite a crowd of us, and we have a wonderful time. Also, it's easy for me to get... Here's Betty's little theater here.
Yep.
I go right from here.
Right over to the theater.
Uh-huh.
There's my house there, isn't it?
Right.
You use this map all the time to show where your crews are going.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Makes it so easy to explain to them just exactly where to go.
Yeah.
Let me put the blind up now, then we can get a little light.
Will help you?
Here, yeah.
Yeah, that's really handy. Oh, there's Mr. McFeely already.
Good, I'm so glad.
See if he has a spot today, remover.
Oh,
here's your delivery of
certainly
supplies.
Glad to see you.
Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you. Where should I put them?
How about right over here?
Okay.
Fine.
Here.
Thank you.
All right. Good day there, Barbara.
Hi. Let me get these down.
There you go.
You have everything for us?
Well, everything except the window cleaner. That's back when it'll be here next week, okay?
Oh, yes. We're really going to need that.
I want to see my friend. I'd just like you to take a look at the labels on these boxes and compare them with this label and see which box you think has the spot remover. Now, does that label look like this one exactly? Does that one look like it? How about this one? Does that label look like this spot remover label? It is. Mm-hmm. So I suppose the spot remover's in there.
I would say so. Barb, is there... May I have the scissors?
Sure.
Thank you. It really won't take any time to get this. Here we go. Wait a minute. Do you want to open up your cuff?
I was making ink.
Barb, do you have a small sponge there? Excuse me.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, now let me put this underneath here to absorb the... Now, let's see. And there we go. That'll fade right out. Now, if you don't put your sweater down over your cuff,
mm-hmm.
that'll be dried out by the time you get home.
Okay.
Okay? I'll take the sponge back.
Thank you.
It's
Let me show them here.
It's a very fast remover, and it's...
See this case? All filled with spot removers. Well, Mr. McFeely does a lot of delivering to you, doesn't he?
Indeed, he does. Yeah.
It's all taken care of.
I have a delivery here for Barbara, so I'm going.
Oh, you're going my way?
I certainly am.
Fine, we'll go together. Audrey cleans everything.
Come back again when you have other spots.
Thank you, Audrey. You'll send the bill, will you, Barbara?
Absolutely.
Okay, have a good
day.
Speedy delivery.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She said to keep this open like this so the air would take care of it. Oh, come on.
Come along.
Dry, Mr. McFeely.
Well, Audrey cleans everything.
That's right. Could you come in with me a while?
Well, yes, I could. I have a few minutes before the next delivery. I'd like to see a film on picture-picture that's calm and restful.
Well, good. I like to hear that. Come on in.
All righty.
Sounds like my telephone.
Oh, I believe it is.
Excuse me just a minute.
All righty.
Hello. Hi, Barbara. Oh, well, thank you. I certainly will. All right. Bye-bye. She said, just needed to remind me that I had to wash this shirt tonight.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's a little film. Has wind in the trees and just
oh, I'd like
beautiful
to see that
scenes,
one.
Huh?
That'd be fine.
Calm and restful, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at it. There's some very quiet music with it, too. ourselves.
Well, I like certainly that? Enjoyed that. It's nice to have a little bit of restful time in between my deliveries.
It certainly is, and it's nice that you could stay for once.
Well, I'll just say right now, speedy delivery to you, all right?
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I enjoyed that, and thank you for showing me films. You know how much I like films. Good day to you. Speedy delivery.
Have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye. Shall we just have some make-believe? Okay. Here's the trolley. Let's make-believe something more about the giant Frisbee, all right? Barbara B. Frisbee could have people guessing what it's for. Not for a giant, though. Mm-mm. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay, trolley. Of course, you know our trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Now, tell me, Barbara Frisbee, why do you want people to guess what that big thing's for?
I just like to hear people's guesses.
Very well, then. I guess that that big thing will turn into an elephant, and you will get on it, and it will dance around.
That's very close.
It's close?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, Queen Sarah, what do you think?
I don't think it's for a giant to throw. That's one thing I don't think it is.
Oh, there are some people in the neighborhood who do think that's what it is.
I know. Lady Elaine has been handing out seat belts and telling everyone to beware.
I know. But what is your guess? Because as soon as someone guesses right, then we'll get on with it.
Well, now let me see. Oh, it is fun to guess about it, though. Could it be the roof of a round building that will come up and we'll have a fine time inside that building?
That's very close, too.
Oh.
You two have had some mighty fine guesses.
Oh.
And I'll let you know as soon as somebody guesses the right one.
Oh, well, thank you.
See ya.
Farewell, Barbara Frisbee. Farewell.
Hi, Negri.
Hi, Barbara.
What guesses have you heard?
Well, Corny thinks that it's probably a big flying saucer, see, and that we're all going to take a ride in it.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, but that's not right, is it?
No, huh? Any other guesses?
Lady Elaine is sure that it's a Frisbee for a giant to throw and that we'd all better beware. B-E-W-A-R-E.
That's not right. What about the platypuses?
Well, they're not here. They're in Westwood.
Oh, that's right. Missing all the guessing.
Yes. And Daniel's, he's just going to wait to find out what it is, but he hopes that it's not for a giant.
What about X and Henrietta?
Well, I was just on my way over there.
Well, let's go together.
Okay. Let's go.
Meow, meow.
Oh,
hi,
hello,
Dad.
Henrietta.
Meow.
Henrietta, we were wondering what your guess was about the big Frisbee.
Meow, 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 hat, meow, meow, big grown-up.
Oh, a hat. Well, that's very unique, Hen.
Meow, meow, right.
Oh, it would have to be a pretty big grown-up to wear a hat like that.
Meow, the giant, meow.
Oh, gee, she really seems to be worried
yes,
about
she
it, huh?
Does.
Hello there.
Hi, X.
Oh. How in the world are you?
Oh, we're fine,
we're
X.
Good.
We were trying to get people's guesses about that big Frisbee, and Henrietta seems to be a little frightened about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that Lady Elaine has everybody wondering, you know, if it might be a Frisbee for a giant. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's not for a giant. It's for tap. Oh,
what did she say it was for?
I nearly let it slip.
She said it was for tap. Do you mean it's for tap dancing?
Hey, what's going on?
X guessed it.
You mean it's really for tap dancing?
That's it. Come on, Negri. Let's go over for a fast tap. Good for you, X.
Oh, thanks. Tap. I'll go tell Henrietta.
Good deal, X.
Oh.
Hey, let me up there, Barbara B.
Look at us.
We're
you betcha.
What's going on?
It's a stage for people to dance on.
Not for giants?
No, not for giants, for us. Come on, then.
That'd be fun.
Beware! Beware, everyone!
Oh, no, jerks!
Beware!
No,
beware!
No giants!
Did you say no giants?
I'm going to go over and talk to her.
Don't be too sure. Beware,
Lady Elaine?
Beware.
It has nothing to do with giants.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, it's mighty loud.
Well, it's a stage for people to dance on.
You're sure?
As sure as I'm Handyman Negri.
Well, I guess I can just put the beware sign down and dance myself.
Right. Hey, I'll join you.
Okay,
let's do it together.
Good. Oh, it's not for giants. Ooh. Doot, 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 doot. And I won.
There's no winning or losing in a dance, Lady Elaine.
Oh, really?
What's happening here?
It's a stage for people to dance on.
You mean it's not a giant frisbee?
That's
no.
Right, and nobody wins. Ah.
Well, then everybody else can dance.
Go ahead, go up there and jump. It's a dancing stage.
Hello there. Just half dance, right?
How do you like that, Mr. McVeigh? That's great.
Once around. Hello there, Lady Everly. Delivery. I caught my speedy delivery turn. Hello there, fast. That's what I have to do right now. I have a speedy delivery.
Tell the king and queen that everybody's over here dancing, okay?
Yeah, you certainly are.
Over.
Okay, I'll tell them.
I'll go over and tell him the other next to Daniel and Ryan is
on. Oh, I've already told everybody else. They'll be here in a minute to dance with it.
Well, go on with your fun. Speedy delivery, team.
Okay.
I'll just tap away here.
The giant frisbee was a great big stage for dancing. It's a good thing it was that big, too, so that all those people could get on it. Turned out to be something fun, didn't it? So that big things can be lots of fun. Let's pretend that these two fingers are two legs dancing, and these two fingers are two legs dancing. We could have a finger dance. Yeah. Lots of ways to dance. Sure. I know people who seem to dance as they're painting with a paintbrush. It's almost as if their arms are dancing as they paint. Making these blots is a little like dancing, a little like painting. The nice thing about it is that everyone turns out to be different. How's that? What do you think that looks like? Nice thing about it is that each person would have a different idea about it. Better clean this up now. Oh, that's fine. When I wash that tonight, that shirt will be as good as new. food for you fish? Tomorrow we'll go to a real tap dancing class over at Betty's Little Theater. Sure. Lots of things for us to do and to think about. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day. You know how? By just you being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.